Broadcast Network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
All right, guys, we are back on Keeping Up with the Kardashians. I'm going to need you three to just focus up and get off Snapchat.
Periscope.
That's Snapchat.
We're just so trendy in our social media.
So let me get this straight.
What?
I'm trying to host a show. You're dancing.
No, we're in here.
Francesca.
No, I'm here.
You're doing Periscope.
Yeah.
You're doing Snapchat. I'm going
to
host this thing alone.
We can multitask.
All right, I'm done. All my attention's on you.
I am panicking.
Why?
Don't panic.
The show's called Don't Panic. Okay, before we lose any more viewers, how many people viewed your Periscope? By the way, like 12?
Wow, that was harsh.
No, it was three people. But I just started, you guys. It's really.
I downloaded it. Come on, Bobby.
Yeah.
Well, whatever.
Yeah, hating on my Periscope.
I'll follow you on it as soon as I download it.
Thanks.
Samesies.
Can we get started, or did you guys?
Yeah.
No, sure.
Okay,
ahead.
Cool. Yeah. Great. Hey, my name is Bobby DeMuro, and I'm here to host the Kardashian. No, hey, don't panic. We're talking today. I'm Bobby. That's Frankie, Nick, Sterling. Ladies and gentlemen, hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Are you,
yeah,
guys ready to,
fresh.
You guys ready to talk Kardashians?
Yeah, I am.
Okay, great. Don't Panic is the episode today. We got a lot to talk about. Before we jump into it, if you're not already sick of us, you should subscribe on YouTube and iTunes if you haven't already. And if you are sick of us, you can hate tweet us. Our Twitter handles are going to be in the bottom.
No, please don't. You can hate tweet Bobby, but...
You hate tweet me.
Me too.
If you're sick of anything, hate tweet Nick and I.
Yeah.
Our Twitter handles are on the bottom graphics here, at Bobby DeMuro, at XOXO. Cheska, C-E-S-C-A, at Nicholas
Grava,
and at Sterling Kate. So really easy, our names, and then this girl has her little XOXO.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's jump in. Let's talk Chris in Vegas, making club appearances with Scott. First and foremost, I'm totally okay with her doing this birthday thing.
Yeah, I don't get why it's such a big deal. And also, like, now that it's happened in the past, it really didn't affect her brand at all. Like, it didn't affect how the public views her.
Yeah.
I just really don't understand why it was. I mean, I guess they made a big deal out of it just for sake of drama on the show.
No,
but of course,
no.
But of course, what? Kim had to, like, have some sort of opinion on it. She, like, doesn't want her mom to do it.
Does Kim drink alcohol at all?
I think one's a little bit more now, but she never did.
Yeah, I don't think. Yeah, I don't think too much.
Because I know anything about Kim's alcohol intake, which is bad, I guess.
Congratulations!
Nick really jumped on that question. I've got all the updates.
Whatever.
Yeah,
here's
no.
my. Oh, sorry.
Oh,
guys. I was just gonna say about her brand when she kept talking about that. This is her brand. It's reality. It's her being out
exactly.
there and doing these things. So how is this possibly going to affect her brand in a negative way?
I'll take it one step further, and this will be a language advisory, but I really feel this.
What?
If you are talking about your brand in a serious way, fuck you and fuck your brand.
Yeah.
You're a human. You're not a
beep.
Brand.
Sorry,
you
they were off.
You are a human. You're not a brand. I can't be wrong about this.
They're more brands than humans, though, at this point.
That's
honestly.
That's
and the other thing about it is that Chris is always at these clubs anyway.
Exactly.
Just like with Kim or with Chloe or whatever. So she might as well make some money off of it. Not that she isn't already just getting the manager cut from it. But you know what I mean? Like, it's really not a big deal. Your family is always at One Oak in Las Vegas. Like, we know.
Same restaurant every time.
Just has his name embroidered on the pillows there.
Is that what it was? Yeah. I was wondering if it was like a sticky sign or if it was actually embroidered.
It's not like, it's not this huge deal that you're like, oh my God, if I do this, my career is over. It's like, get over yourself. It's going to be fine.
The only thing that would have killed her career was that ill-fated talk show. And yes, I went there.
Yeah.
Hey, this club appearance, how many of us, raise your hands.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I said that, Frankie. Raise your hands if you would get paid like 20 grand to drink alcohol.
Yes.
As many times
what?
As I would need to.
I don't know. I can't say I would. If it was something, I mean, I'm not a big drinker, so it doesn't intrigue
but
me.
You can
20
bring
grand,
your...
I'll sip a champagne.
Exactly. You bring your entourage and you
and
let
you
them
go,
drink it.
Yeah,
or
fine.
You spray it all over everyone.
Oh,
yeah.
And
you don't have to drink.
Yeah.
Like, that's not, I don't think that's in the contract.
I think they get way more than 20 grand.
Well, whatever it is.
What do you think they do get?
I
definitely think they probably get more than that. I think other people might get around.
It depends on the city, too. You've seen Scott do these things. sings in like Connecticut. No offense to Connecticut, he's not making $100,000 on a club appearance.
Yeah, probably not.
Well, and he said this: you like you only have to go and stay for like 90 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah,
and you make however much money.
I'll do that. I'll do that for $750.
She ever needs a filling.
Yeah. That where you drive.
That's a bill he currently needs to pay off.
Yeah. That's the first month's rent in my new place. No, that's not like. It's really easy money. It doesn't hurt anybody's brand.
No.
And Sterling and I were talking about this off air, so I want to throw it to you two on this theory.
Yeah. Catching it.
Because our age, we're all somewhere in our 20s, you know. Some of us are older.
Wow. Really, Bobby? I am in my 20s.
Shots fired. Wow.
Jesus.
Shots fired.
And some of us, like, you know, me and Nick just turned 21.
oh, God.
Look. Young sprung thing.
There's a point. Kris Jenner is not in our demographic to like her, for her to be likable. She's a manager. She's a businesswoman. Yeah. If she does club appearances like this, she sort of becomes like a tongue-in-cheek cult hero in a way to people our age. We look at her and say, that lady's kind of cool. Like, if she's going to go to a club as a 55-year-old.
I just think no one really puts thought into it.
Like, no one really cares.
Exactly.
Yeah. I'm here. You're here.
Like we said earlier, she always goes.
That's the most real we got tonight.
You're here. Tons of people watch this show. I care.
Yeah. We talked about it for the past 5 minutes.
Yeah. Right? Six now. Woo!
Don't insult my life.
Now I don't even remember what I was saying.
Like, when that happened, when she did make the club appearance, I didn't, like, pause the TV and was like, oh my God, she did this? Oh my God, I think she's so cool. Yeah. I wasn't one way or the other.
Let me throw this another way.
I just thought it was normal.
And
her.
Maybe I'm totally wrong about this, but I'm saying this seriously. I'm not just saying it to make a point. Mm-hmm. I'm not a clubber at all, can you tell?
What?
But if I was ever in a situation where I could relatively easily get to a club that one of them was making an appearance at, if I was on vacation and they were in the same city and, you know, wherever, Dallas, and there was like, oh, Kris Jenner's going to be at this club tonight, I'm like, I'm going to find a way to go. I know we live in LA and we could do that every week with them, but I feel like it's still, there's a threshold there. If there were ever a situation where I was like on Hollywood Boulevard and she was down the street at a club, I'd be like,
oh my God.
I mean, well, I think we've invested me a year in the Kardashians for AfterBuzz, so I would go too.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. But I mean, I think a lot of people would have that same reaction to be like, whether it's pure fandom, like some people are, or just kind of sheer, like, looking at the train wreck, you're still going to go.
Well, we've talked a lot about her wanting to be kind of like Kim and like all the daughters and be young and hip, and she's obviously has gotten some work done to, like, have that image or whatever. But, Bobby, you were even talking about, you were like, she needs to grow out her hair, like, have long hair.
She does.
That would be too much. Like, her growing long hair.
Those Kardashian women.
Would be more shocking to me than her doing a club appearance, like, as far as wanting to be young.
Those Kardashian women have beautiful hair.
They all do have very long,
beautiful.
That's
like her signature look, though. That's a different conversation.
Did you guys, the train changes hair. In a little bit, did you guys see her, what's his name, her BF?
Corey
getting down and dirty with her at the club. That is more of a sight. Something I'm like, that's rather shocking.
You know what the most shocking?
I just, when I saw that, I thought about what Kim was saying, that how she stayed up all night because she couldn't go to sleep because she heard Corey. And
oh, I forgot about that.
Yeah, he was throwing it down on the dance floor and all.
Frankie, there are children watching the show.
You said the F word 2 times.
Yeah, well,
let's go on.
They go on the internet.
They do.
Listen, Corey messed up real bad, though. When Scott was, not accosting Chris, but when Scott was annoying her and stressing her out, I feel like it's Corey's job to physically lift him up. Corey's a lot bigger than Scott. And just be like, you and me are going to go hang out over here. It's Chris's birthday. It's her night. Corey needs to be like, you know what? I need to take one for the team and pull Scott 100 feet away and keep him in this corner.
I completely agree with you.
Yeah, I think so, too. But I don't know, like, how much. I don't know if they have some sort of agreement. Because he definitely was in the background of this episode. He never really talked to the camera or had any words. So if he's going to make that move and do that, then he's signing up for being an actual character on this show, I feel like.
I feel like he already is, though.
Crazy that your actual life things are calculated into how big of a character you're going to be on the show. Yeah. Can I get Scott? I don't want to take the front line of a storyline. Like, that's insane.
But, well, I mean, the producers may have been like,
I agree.
Let's get the alcohol in Chris's hair. If that happened to me on my birthday, that would not be fine.
And was she hit by the bottle, too? Yeah, is that what she kept saying?
That's what she said.
I have a headache.
No, we were sitting there watching it, and the whole time I was just like, oh hell no.
Yeah.
You don't do that. First of all, you don't waste champagne.
Oh,
you drink it.
Yeah,
second of all, like, that in your hair.
But that's
even when they throw water at that's just the most annoying thing in the world.
Yeah.
Like, why are you doing that?
Well, and you know, Chris spent, like, hours getting ready. It's her birthday celebration. Yeah. And that's essentially your mother-in-law. Can you imagine acting that way in front of someone who's like your partner's parents?
That's why I'm single right now.
Oh boy.
But I have to tell
there's a story.
Wait, I have to tell you this.
I want to hear that.
On air? Like,
it's real. No, I'm just kidding.
Why though, this frustrates me. Why you continually will bring Scott into this environment and therefore subject yourself to it.
Congratulations. I mean, welcome to 100 of our conversations from last season.
It's baffling. It's just baffling. And I don't have patience.
Everybody knows he has a problem.
Yes.
Everybody's known he has a problem for years. Yeah. And they're correct when it's on him to be an adult, obviously. But you can't put him in the situation to mess up and then get mad when he messes up because he's going to mess up.
Yeah. Why do they come separately? You know, she already thought that this was going to be an issue. Why did they not arrive together in the same plane?
Well, no, apparently he was trying to avoid her at some cost. She was like, I know that he's in a different hotel and he hasn't even contacted me. So that was on his end. He hasn't contacted her.
But I know what you mean. Like, you're on a family trip in a way. Like, come with me, see at the hotel.
Because she even spoke to him about it before they left when she, you know, called him into his office, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I don't understand why they couldn't have gone together, stayed, you know, if you're not coming with me to the same hotel, if you're not this and this, I'm not going to go.
Yeah.
If you're so worried about you looking like an asshole,
was a really good conversation they had in the kitchen because we've never really seen her sit him down and talk about how serious his issue is. But at the same time, he said, you know, it's these kind of talks that send me over the edge. Mm-hmm. So I think that did have something about it in Vegas. Like if he thought that she was going to try to babysit him or control him, then that might have sent him in the opposite direction.
My other biggest thing is how nonchalant Courtney is about it.
I was just going to say that.
She's just like... That it is what it is.
But don't you think she's faced it? How many times? She can't help herself through it.
That's the problem.
Exactly.
The quote of the day is Courtney saying, what? Oh, I hope Scott's thing in Vegas doesn't carry over. I hope it was just a one-time thing.
Yeah.
It hasn't been a one-time thing for years.
Yeah. Forever. Yeah.
And like, I mean, no, we don't know their life. Mm-hmm. We don't know what happens off the camera. But... it's just really time that someone steps in and you're getting cut off from everything until you turn your life around. It's going to be hard, especially for him and all his emotional problems. It's going to be hard, but it needs to happen because how he was acting was just insane. It reminded me of that episode, where were they? At Versace's, like, mansion or something like that, where he's stuffing money in the bouncer's mouth, or it was just crazy.
Well, and even at the dinner they were at, he was speaking in different voices.
Yeah,
he was like, you know, here. Like,
yeah,
dude,
it didn't sound like him, but it was weird because it didn't seem necessarily like a side effect of alcohol.
It looked like, and this is obviously not fact based, but just
you're the seeking that's in here
seats.
Every time.
I'm sorry, guys.
Seeking seats.
Frankie is short, but he's not that short. the thing that Sterling and I were talking about off air, and for you guys too, it almost looked, it wasn't this, but it almost looked demonic. Like his eyes almost glazed over.
He gets into a weird state.
Yeah.
But here's I have an issue with this too. I know we said Chris sitting him down was great in this, but everyone always says, you know, Chris is like, you just have to get to the point where you can have a few and relax. What if he's not the type of person that can deal?
Can
I'm trying to avoid with that.
What if,
maybe he just needs to not drink.
Talk to alcoholics, the ones I know, and not presuming to know every one of them, but the ones I know say you can't open the gullet. You can't go drop one.
You can't even one drop.
Yeah.
You have to literally just be completely 100% sober.
And it's tough as hell. I mean, it's not something he's going to do overnight, but like when you keep putting yourself in these situations.
Exactly.
And then gleefully add Chris on to this, knowing what you're signing up for. It's like, and this is obvious, how bad do you want to get help? How bad do you want to change? Because right now you don't, but kid number three is going to come on, you know, next freaking episode or something.
Right.
Yeah.
So the time has been, but like, the time is now.
Yeah.
The time was three years ago, but the time is now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and you could also tell that, you know, he was drunk dialing Chloe, first of all.
Yeah.
During this whole thing, but also when Chris, Chloe, and Courtney are all talking afterward, you can tell Chloe is just, you know, biting her tongue like she's trying not to say something because she obviously has many opinions on it. And she's gone through a lot of similar situations like we talked about last week with her, you know, with all of her relationships. And that's why Malika's mad or whatever. So I guess she just doesn't want to get in the middle of it.
Malika, Scott,
is there.
And what? Chris. The trio, the weirdest trio I've ever seen is Malika, Scott, and Chris in Vegas celebrating Chris's birthday with Corey.
What in the world?
If you add Jonathan into that storyline and not Kim,
it would have been great.
You got the, you know, the superfecta of weird.
Yeah. Absurd.
What the hell? What did they just producer just say, hey, Malika, you free?
Had to be. No one else is free, so they just go down the line. Malika was the next one.
Or possibly French Montana was in L.A., and Malika was like, I can't be in the same zip code.
We alternate. He's in L.A., going to Vegas.
The episode's called Don't Panic, and he was talking. Wasn't he talking to French Montana?
Oh, yeah. He was Skyping
FaceTiming him.
Talking gibberish.
Well, to be fair, that's probably the only way to communicate. It's probably like, let me speak in terms that you can.
That's actually very true.
You said it, not me.
That's a fair point.
But
can't deny
said that
a fair
off camera.
Point.
I was just saying it. Not
yeah,
really
I heard it too.
French, listen, French. Last I heard, French turned down a full ride to Stanford to have a rap career. I'm just saying this.
Really?
No,
Stanford?
Of
I was like, I'm making that up.
Wow.
Yeah.
Of course, great. I'm making that up. French falls a level short of that. Just one.
Be nice.
Just a notch.
Just a notch.
Love you, French.
Do we?
I still pop that.
Last question about this before we move on to Kim and the theft at the store. Mm. Because we talk about Scott and his responsibility, and we talk about Chris and her responsibility putting him in the situation. But Chris is at fault not only for kind of putting him in there. She's what?
My chair.
She's also at fault for not realizing this was going to happen. Now, maybe the I'm worried about my brand talk was her cover for being like, I'm worried about Scott. And she did mention she was worried about it. But wouldn't you be more honest with Scott up front and say, why would you bring me to a club appearance? You act like an idiot. I see what it does to my daughter. I'm not going to let you do it to me, too, and her again.
Right.
Well, this is when I wonder, is she thinking like we would think, or is she thinking, oh, we're going to go. If shit goes awry, what are we going to do? Have cameras there and it's going to be good for the show?
Yeah.
I don't know. I think that's how she's true. I don't think she's thinking like us, like, let's just avoid the whole situation and be smart adults.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I guess they hadn't seen him behave that way since the Hamptons, which was, I guess, I don't know the timeline here, like how far away
that
was.
Well, they were in December,
I think. Because even Chloe was like, I thought we'd been past this, blah, blah, blah. So maybe Chris didn't know the reality of what Scott's been actually going through when he's at these clubs.
True.
I guess. Either way, the history is so long and so there.
Yeah, absolutely.
And there's so much at stake with the kids, with the, you know, Rain and Mason and the third, or yeah. Penelope and Rain and Mason. There's so much at stake, it's like, what are you doing? How can Chris encourage this? I don't know if she saw it as a business opportunity to say, hey, we can make money. I can't go back on my business contracts, which is valiant and true.
Right.
But there is a level where you can go back, you know.
Yes.
You can't go back if you feel a little under the weather. You got to suck it up. When you're talking about somebody with an addiction and affecting your daughter's life and your grandchildren's life.
Can't put them in that position.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's a really serious issue that they all need to actually start to confront. But I think we've seen also that with really serious issues, this family tends to just scoot around them, use it for the drama, and then scoot around it and never really address things.
And it's so telling with Scott and Rob, not related, but obviously been, you know, around the same family for a long time. Mm-hmm. When both of them are confronted seriously at any level, they both run away and reoffend. That's not the right word, but you know what I'm saying. They both run away and go back into it and double down.
And act out of it.
Yeah. Instead of accepting the help or even saying it's difficult or even struggling, it's like they both double down on the bad habit because they're so not ready to accept it. It's interesting to see both of them do the same thing.
Yeah.
You know, Courtney and Kim and Chloe are dealing with the same thing twice. And that's part of that is that's what addiction looks like, you know, for a lot of people. And part of it is, this family needs to, you know, circle the wagons on that, at least that one storyline with those two, and say, okay, let's start to deal with this off camera.
Yeah.
Which I know is not
that'll never happen.
That'll never happen.
Yeah.
Or maybe they try and we just don't see it. I don't know.
Yeah.
But I doubt it.
Or the other alternative is stop putting this on camera. Stop glorifying it.
Yeah. You know? Well, we hear about Scott going in and out of rehab. We never really know about, you know, how long he stays or if it's effective. And also, if he's, because the last I heard he was in rehab, but then I see, you know, on social media and
that
stuff
he's
that
back
he's back.
Out or he's
so
doing, yeah.
I don't know the situation. And that really hasn't been on the show as much with him in rehab.
I mean,
unless they're filming it for future episodes, I don't know.
Yeah.
Rob sort of opted out of things and he got out of the spotlight for a little bit, whoever's decision it was, I think
which
it was
his.
Which is
his right.
Which is absolutely his right.
Yeah.
But did it? I mean, I think you're so far in at this point that I don't know that's going to even.
And he got out of the spotlight, probably by his choice or whomever's choice. but his storyline didn't. We did a whole episode on him the other week.
Right.
It's like, wait a second, it's...
At best,
it's disingenuous. And at worst, it's downright disrespectful of one of your family members.
Yes.
To be like, you have a problem. Or Scott, who's effectively an in-law. You have a problem. This is a serious problem. Let's put it on TV and get some ad revenue.
They capitalize on it. Yeah.
And I know we're part of the problem because we sit here and talk about it. You know, this, feeds the beast. It does. But at some point, you got to look at some of these. You know, Kim's deal with the store, which we'll talk about in a second. That's just a TV thing, whatever.
Right.
But this storyline, after a while, you're like, dude.
That's how I feel
about
it.
Over and over. Yeah.
Something's got to change. Because what's the definition of insanity?
Doing the same thing over and over and expecting different results.
And everyone here is doing that.
No. Yeah.
Anyways, let's move on.
The last thing I'll say about it is, it is kind of scary watching, because we hear about him drinking and like, oh, he does this or whatever, but when we actually see it happening, like when he like punched in that door or whatever, like when it gets aggressive like that, and then the way he was responding to Chris and like was so like close to her, that's scary, because you don't know what
they're gonna do next.
Is that drunk or inebriated or, you know, on whatever else,
right,
like, will do next. And it does get a little scary. And for a show like this, it's kind of heavy, you know?
Yeah, it is. It's and even us, we are talking about club appearances. I asked you guys, how many of us would get paid to drink? We're glorifying it, too, and we still know how serious it is. It's hard not to glorify it in a way.
Well, and that's his career, though, that he's made, aside from whatever that car dealership thing was.
That's the other thing, but, I think, too. Yeah.
Yeah, it's just like that. I think he, you know, he's proud of how he makes his own money as opposed to, like, you know, just getting the money from the Kardashian brand. Yeah. So it's that balance of this is your personal life, but also it's your professional life as well.
He told Chris, he said, if I'm still doing appearances when I'm your age, I'll thank God. It's like, no, if you're still doing club appearances at that age, you should look hard in the mirror.
Yeah.
That's not a good thing.
Well, we've seen him go on these appearances and not drink and just go home afterwards.
Very rare.
But
very
that's
what I'm saying.
That's a storyline. Oh, I didn't drink on this one, and that's the story. You're like, that should happen way
every
more
time
than it does.
Yeah.
Right.
They have really good bottled water at clubs. So I
Boss.
Hear. Yeah, so I hear. It's pretty expensive. I'm kind of a big deal. Okay, let's transition before I embarrass myself or Frankie. Let's talk.
You can see me at the end of this. For those of you listening, I'm slowly going off camera.
I've offered my chair. She won't accept. I don't know what else to do.
We're going
to
start a Kickstarter this week. Hey, you can help AfterBuzz buy new chairs. our producers are off camera like, stop saying that. Okay, let's talk about Kim. Let's talk about Dash and the theft.
Yeah.
First things first, Jonathan, dude.
No, Jonathan.
I'm gonna back out of this conversation, Derek, because I have nothing but negative things to say.
No, join us.
I don't think we have positive things.
My thing is, we were talking about how random it was that Malika was there for Chris's thing. How random was it that he was there randomly
in the kitchen?
And then he's in New York. I mean, I know they fly back and forth, but it was just like...
You guys, Jonathan is a jet setter.
Jonathan will be anywhere that a Kardashian is.
And he has security.
Yeah, why
has security.
Why does Jonathan have a security team?
That's exactly what we
Bro, think. Ain't nobody want to know anything about you that bad that you need a security team.
What shampoo do you use,
Jonathan? Not even one person, just a whole team.
Yeah.
But we don't even know if Sal is a real team member of any sort. They just needed a title for him.
They just needed a person.
Sal
easily.
The friend.
Could have just been like a little bit of a bigger security looking friend.
Yeah. Sal was like a guy they found in the Bronx. If you do this, we'll give you like a couple tickets to a Yankees game, like a hoagie or something.
Yeah. I'm in.
I'm going to see Kim naked.
It's like another girl that walked in the trailer.
Oh, I know.
Like, she was completely random.
I was like, they just
grabbed her off the street. And Kim's sitting there just like texting. She's like, I can't believe I'm in this confined of a place with someone I don't even know.
I love so much that Kim, they get the truck, they get the specialist, they get the cameras, they rig the whole thing. Kim's like, we're going to be spies. Okay, who are we going to get? Some guy. Let's get this girl off the street, and then I'm gonna look at her.
Why didn't they send in that surveillance expert that they had in that one little
scene? Yeah, you have an expert. Let's use him.
He's like, I'm just gonna get out of this. This is too much.
Instead of the guy that just like creeped out the whole store and every girl in there, so they backed away a little
like
bit.
Alcohol. It probably did smell like alcohol.
Yes, it probably was. No, my favorite line though was Kim saying that she loves to spy and she's really good at like investigating. And I said, what girl isn't.
Yeah.
Let's be real.
Remember when she had her little like PI storyline when she was hired the PI? What was she investigating? Do you guys remember that? There was a storyline where she hired a private investigator, and they were like traveling around places.
What were they looking for?
I feel like I remember this.
I think it was a spinoff.
I think it was a spinoff one.
Oh,
do you remember it?
For some reason, I feel like there was something like that when Lamar was around.
I don't know. I can't remember exactly.
Interesting.
You guys know, tweet it. I don't know.
Seriously, tell us if you do know, because I feel like I've seen
there
that.
There was a dude in a Jeep, and they were driving, and it was weird.
You write me a note, Frankie?
Clearly, that was supposed to be.
You asked me if we could switch chairs.
Yes.
I said I was going to say so
we could do it when they're not talking over there.
Oh, my gosh. Why?
Why don't you just stand?
Because I'm still short.
would you be shorter if you stood?
Look, I'm the exact same.
You got an inch.
Okay.
This is great. Somebody give her a phone book if they still have those. I don't know what else to say about this theft thing other than.
Well, no. They completely didn't. First of all, retail, like, 101. I've never worked in retail.
Loss prevention.
The first thing you walk in the store, they're, like, on your heels.
Yeah.
Hi, can I help you find anything? What are you looking for? It's like, can I just shop in peace, please? Those girls didn't even look. And Dash is a boutique. It's supposed to be kind of, you know, upscale, whatever. I would think the girls would at least greet them and I understand creepy guys come in stores. Like, my friend worked at a shoe store, and she had creepy stories about really weird guys, but you know, you still have to
keep an eye on
exactly
them. My other thing is, do they not have the security things on the clothes or any of the merchandise,
walkies and all that?
Yeah, like, so when they walk out it doesn't beep or something.
Evidently not.
you mean the security tags that would disrupt
the flow of the, you know, store.
Yeah, I don't
because that woman straight up put the dress on, put her sweatshirt on over it, and then just walked out.
That's the oldest trick in the book.
But here's the thing,
but with the security tags,
Bobby does it all the time.
It would beep.
What do you think I'm wearing right now?
I knew I saw a security hole in the back. No, but here's my thing. You're in New York. You're in Soho. You're going to get, like, this is pretty normal, I think, for a lot of the stores. And also, you're in a store that attracts a lot of tourists, lot of things. So I'm sure a lot of shady characters go through there. I don't think it's these young girls' responsibility to be trailing people out the store and getting themselves in situations.
Well, you know, I would think, actually, they should have a security.
Yeah.
I would assume, I'm so sorry, Kardashians. I've never been to a Dash store, but I would assume that they would have security, because most little, especially here in, you know, Beverly Hills, LA area, most stores do have someone in security.
Yeah, like Zara and Topshop and all those stores have security. Here's the thing, too.
When you think about their brand name with this, I was with my parents were in town this weekend. Little story about Bobby. And I took him down Rodeo Drive. Yeah, I wasn't born an alien. I took him down Rodeo Drive just to see it, you know.
Yeah.
And every store there has security because there's so many tourists who just want to walk in and they want to prevent that. Dash stores are the same. There's so many fangirls who are going to want to walk in. You need a person at the front wearing a suit to just be like, are you a real shopper or get the hell out of here?
Well, that would seem to make the most
sense. You have to have that. How do you not already, especially in the middle of New York City?
Yeah, it doesn't make much sense.
Then my other most favorite part of this little storyline was the one girl that was like, I don't want to disappoint you. We're going to all do better.
Yeah.
Like,
thanks for tying it up.
That was apparently the manager. She wasn't making any, like,
I love their new loss prevention plan. We're going to not do it. Great. Who thought of that?
My question is, like, when Sal came in and was saying things about naked Kim Kardashian and then left, what Frankie-sized girl is going to stop this big man?
No, it's not stopping, but if they weren't even paying attention to him.
No,
because
I
would have been like, oh my God, I think he saw something, and I would have called someone. Instead, they were just like folding clothes and like.
But I think they have my perception of it is that they thought he was like a really crazy person that could go across a line, an uncomfortable line, and they were keeping their distance in that way.
Exactly. So that's where you would think that they would have someone, because even working in restaurants, I've had tables that I were like, okay, I know they're going to try to leave.
Yeah.
And I go right away to someone else that can, you know, manage the situation if that does happen.
Yeah.
So I think there was definitely a puzzle piece missing in this, but
because it's never the employee's job. I mean, I used to work in Apple, and even there, there's a lot of theft going on, and there was never the employee's job.
Everything's, like, tethered down.
And you'd be surprised what people take. There's never – it's not the employee's job to chase. They say do not chase after them. There's, like, protocol in store what to do and how you can get away from it but still have someone else come in. So I'm shocked that they don't have anything like that.
No possession is worth your life, even a possession from the Kardashian collection. You might think twice if it's in the Kardashian collection.
Okay.
But it's not
long and hard about that.
Mm-hmm. You were putting that together as we were all talking? Or
I was like,
are you paying attention to us?
This is a killer point.
This is indeed.
I'm lost.
Well, even just other things, like when they go into the dressing room and then come out with like three less items than they went in with.
Or she came in with a backpack out of there. What do you expect?
But she even went in with a backpack. Most places like that.
Leave your stuff out here. Leave your bag at the front.
Especially because she looked like she just came off the street.
Or you take a number, like you take six items in. If you come out with three, obviously you're wearing the
You obviously can't do math.
You go in.
That's what I would tell the lady.
Obviously have it on under your sweatshirt.
You go in weighing 110 pounds. You come out weighing 125 4 minutes later. It's like, wait a second.
Questionable.
But it's just those are all very standard procedures to, like, avoid theft, and they're just not doing anything.
Another storyline, I think they just went and ran with it.
But another storyline that the people who end up looking worst in this storyline are...
Worst? The worst.
Oh, okay. People look the worst are the Kardashians, are Kim, Courtney, Khloe. It's like, this is your thing, man. This is your baby. You got to manage it. And I know you're not an on-site manager, but you need to have these protocols in place well before this should ever happen.
Right. And in all of your stores.
Absolutely.
And you're the name, you're the brand, you're the head honcho, whatever. When things like this happen, you're the one who, you know, people look to. So you need to have this stuff together.
Have you noticed they've been using their little office for the clothes like a lot more lately? You know, it's like the kitchen is one place, or like Bruce Jenner's living room or patio is one place, but they've been, you know, deciding over clothes a lot. They've been putting that more in the episodes. I don't know if, I mean, it's just a notice.
I think it's the same conscious decision as the startup talk was a couple weeks ago. It's a conscious decision to be like, let's brand them as business women, because everybody thinks they're vapid. So let's brand them as business women.
That's a good word, Bobby.
And, yeah, it's a great word. Thank you.
And they are business women, but there's a conscious effort to be like, hey, these people are serious. Take them seriously.
Yeah.
Right.
You know. And maybe more intellectual people will keep up with the Kardashians. I doubt it.
All right. On to barbershop.
Let's talk about... Oh, God. So, you, ladies, let me ask you...
No, I did not want to discuss this at all.
Going to open it up to the ladies.
God. That was just hilarious.
Let me ask you two a question. Feel free not to answer.
I was really nervous for her.
I know.
Can I ask a question? No, I don't want you to, Bobby.
Honestly, think about how many people were in that room between the camera crew, guys, Khloe, Scott.
I love Courtney. She was just
about
like,
whoop-de-doo. I mean, what
the?
She does not care.
Yeah. Is $13.50 a fair price to pay for the service Scott was offering?
It should have been free. It's her hubby.
Hey, he seemed pretty into it. He seemed like he didn't expect no payment in there.
I feel like it's a huge risk on her back.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Three kids, man. It's already never going to look the same again.
You know what is funny is that I was said, wow, she's, well, I just said this. She's really comfortable just like, bloop. Like, I know she's been with a guy for a long time, but that's still just crazy. And just like we talk about Kim, who likes to get naked a lot for photo shoots. She was just like, whatever. I would love to just have that confidence.
You don't?
No, I wouldn't.
Listen, if you had 100 people around you telling you you're beautiful every second of every day, taking photos, apologizing, you'd be like, let me show the world what I got, because that's half of the only reason that we know. Well, no, that's, but hey, what do you, I mean, let's not deny it.
all the qualifier, that's, hey, what do you, I mean.
Yeah, I know, well.
Hey, Courtney's hot, though.
She looked really good.
She looked amazing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Even Scott was a little like, I didn't realize she was this beautiful.
I was like, oh boy, baby number four is about to be made.
Seriously, probably was.
It's like a traffic jam.
It's like, wait a second, I need another month.
Oh my gosh.
It rains in there, like, wait, stop.
I guess
Bobby, would you take $13.50?
Ooh, would Scott be doing it?
Whoa, this just got weird. And next on Kardashians.
Let's say yes for the first scenario and no for the second scenario.
If Scott were doing it and I liked the results, I would tip and pay $18.
Okay. I just so weirded out right now.
I'm a little uncomfortable, you know.
That's 20% or whatever. No, what was it? That's way more than
I believe. 20%. Yeah, it's like 40% of dollars. I think you got to give a man what he deserves when he provides a good service. And if she liked the service, you shell out money for
that. Good business is good business.
Exactly. Yeah.
I can't stand you guys.
I can't have this conversation anymore. It was hilarious, but also very uncomfortable.
Are you panicking now?
I'm having a little panic. I just feel a little uncomfortable.
I'm like sandwiched between them.
You're still standing too. Oh, poor girl.
Okay.
Well,
I think that's about it. Real quick, before predictions, They mentioned Bruce's hair at the top of the episode.
Oh, yeah. Are they easing us into...
I believe so.
Talking
you guys, we can't talk about it. Let's talk about it next weekend after we all watch the special.
Yeah. Oh, we're going to talk about it anyways.
Come on, but after the special, actually know some actual things.
That's true.
Yeah. So we can't just speculate.
Speculate.
Oh. Did you move my chair?
No, I didn't touch anyone's chair but my own.
Okay, well, back into it. I think it's predictions time.
Okay.
Let's do it.
Also, yesterday was Courtney's birthday.
Mm-hmm.
Happy birthday,
she's a Taurus.
Cool. What?
You guys are talking over the voiceover. It's disrespectful. Okay.
It's like a rattlesnake and a UFO.
I didn't hear the the beginning of the rattlesnake. Yeah.
I predict it. Okay. Hmm. What do we like?
What?
What do we like, predictions-wise?
Actually, didn't next episode look really intense?
Yeah, it did look really intense. Stalker and Scott.
Yes, Stalker. Oh, yeah. There you go.
Stalker
is also in, like, roll through the bushes in the backyard.
That's called a production assistant.
He tripped over a wire.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
What did they say? There could be video in Chris's closet?
Oh, yeah. That's crazy.
That's intense.
Bobby has a huge crush.
No, just like a normal-sized one. Tune in next week to find out if I'm the stalker. No,
Bobby can't be joining us tonight.
Bobby was talking about finding out if Chris is having an appearance. He's already there.
Yeah. I bet it's just like one of their dogs that they forgot they had, like, was running around in the woods.
That'd be awful.
It's like Norman just like galloping.
It did look like Norman.
I'm sure this can't be the first time they've had people following them around, trying to get in the yard and doing all that stuff.
Can you imagine? Especially on the show. Well, I mean, I've heard that some reality shows use kind of like a fake house and not really show their real house, but I feel like there's...
Their actual house is fake that you see in the beginning for Chris's house. Yeah. That's not their house.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying, but like I feel like we do see a lot and where they eat, where they do that. Someone eventually can kind of... Well, and also the paparazzi follow them everywhere, so you could easily...
Figure it out.
Yeah.
Maybe it's just that third Jenner son, not Brandon and Brody. What's the third guy's name we barely see?
Oh, Brandon, Brody.
What's his name?
I thought it was Brand. No.
You know who I'm talking about.
Yeah,
right? Maybe it's him. He's just like, hey guys, I'm still here.
They're like, who is it?
Oh, it's
security.
It's a Jenner.
I get in on it. Yeah.
Are you a Jenner? Because last time we saw that guy is when he was talking to Chloe and he was like, I'm sorry. Remember, you know who I'm talking about.
Oh, yes. And he's like, sorry. When he went over to her at dinner, is that what you're saying? The dude that went over to her at dinner, sorry, we're not going to be seeing, or goodbye. Didn't he say goodbye technically?
Really weird. Why can't we not remember his name?
Well,
I think there's a valid reason. He ain't on the show.
That's exactly why.
Yeah. Or it's Jonathan. They get him arrested.
Yeah, it could be Jonathan.
Oh, finally.
Sorry. Okay, Jonathan. But instead of predictions, then, really, really quickly, what is everybody's gripe with Jonathan? He's just a hanger-on. I can't see him on any more episodes. He's a hanger-on.
I don't really care.
I can see him on more episodes.
I think Kim really likes him.
They're like Biffs.
Yeah. But no, because then they go back and forth when he's leaked. She thinks he's the leak and doing all this, so they get betrayed and she's stealing his phone and then she doesn't like him, then some of the family doesn't, and then they're laughing together. I don't play that game. Are you friends or are you not? Enough. Sorry. That's
how far back do they go?
I don't know.
I think fairly far.
I feel like Jonathan's got to know some information on Kim for why she keeps him around. Because maybe he's the type that would blackmail
that
her.
Would be interesting.
What do you mean, maybe? He absolutely seems to be.
Yeah, I don't know. But she's also so aware of her brand and every decision she makes. So if she's going to keep someone in her entourage like Jonathan, there's got to be a reason.
That brand stuff. Kim is the perfect person to talk branding. Yeah. I'm telling you, man.
Yeah.
Unhuman, inhuman, whatever.
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 Okay. Anything else you guys want to get off your chest, or should we just wrap her up?
I think that's it.
Gossip?
Nope. My parents were here, man. I was busy this week, and you guys know what's going on because you follow them on Instagram.
You don't have gossip?
Kylie spent a lot of time at Instagram at Coachella. She went to weekend one and weekend two, and her outfit for this past one was cray cray. You guys should go look at it.
There you go.
She
cray-cray.
Looks like Black China a little bit.
Mm-hmm. And Kanye made an appearance at Coachella.
Oh.
Ella.
How about that? Hey, real quick, Sterling, Twitter, where can they tweet you?
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Sterling Cates.
And you can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Nicholas Grava.
Instagram and Twitter, XOXOCESCA.
I'm not going to tell you where you guys can find me, but whatever. Okay, that's it. I'm just in a bad mood because we're talking about Jonathan. And
so bitter.
Justin got you
upset. It's going to be okay, man.
It's
going to be fine.
It's all going to be fine.
Jonathan got me pissed off. That's it this week. We'll be back next Sunday for more Kardashians.
Gossip.
Don't distract me. That's it this week. Thank you, guys. We'll see you a week from today. Good night.
See ya.
Bye, Felicia.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.